God forgives sin for his own sake. Isaiah 43:25. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand the grace of God, its magnitude, the greatness of it. While it is right to focus and remember the greatness of God, his wrath, his power, his punishment for sins unforgiven to the lost, his mighty throne that one day we will stand before and that we will all give an account before. Those are all great things. His wrath, those are all great things. But equally as great, and if not greater, is God's matchless grace and mercy to his children. God is ever merciful. God showed his mercy in Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. You and I should never have the mercy of God if the grace of Christ Jesus did not come and his blood be spilled on the earth for our sins. God says here in this verse, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. God will not remember our sins because of what Christ did on Calvary. He blots them out. They are gone, gone, gone. He says that he has separated them as far as the east is from the west. But this is the humbling part that you and I must take hold of for more than one reason. God says that he did it for his own name's sake. Yet there was never an earthly reason for God to forgive sins. There was no reason in us that God should forgive our sins. There was no merit in us that God should forgive us. No, there is no earthly reason at all. Just for his sure goodness and love for mankind, he did it. This is important to the Christian in so many ways. One, it shows him that he has no virtue in his forgiveness, nor merit, and can take no glory. The work that God does, the forgiveness of sins, man cannot brag about. It also shows him that this forgiveness is divine and eternal, and can never be taken away from him. What God does, it shall last forever. It also shows him that there is nothing for him to be concerned with about it, nothing at all. It is up to God. It is all left in God's hands. He has done it all. It is from God. You can do nothing for it and did nothing for it. It is God's sure grace and mercy. You say, but I am a great sinner. Yes, but Christ is a greater Savior. This will make us do away with silly notions of things like this in our minds. Did I repent enough? The Bible does not say enough. Did I believe enough? The Bible does not say believe enough. Was I sincere enough? The Bible does not say sincere enough. It says that God forgives sins for his own sake, for the sure love, grace, and mercy that is who he is, the being of God. That is who he is. That is the essence of God, his righteousness, his goodness, his holiness. This also tells us that we must forget our past sins as well, because God has already forgotten them. God has already put them away from us. And what comfort this brings us of the mercy of God found in Christ Jesus the Lord, that it is not for anything in us, but it is everything about who God is. That is the source of our forgiveness through Christ Jesus. So then we need not look at ourselves, and when we do, we realize why we get discouraged or down or depressed or have doubts or fears. No, God made us know here in this verse for sure that it was all of him. It was all of grace. God forgives sins for his own sake. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins.